I'm Sergeant Paul Harris from Community Protection, City Division, Nottinghamshire Police.
My name's Peter Radich and I'm Service Director for Framework Housing Association.
On Christmas Eve we have what we're calling a trawl of rough sleepers in Nottingham City Centre. Can you explain what that's all about and what's going to happen on Christmas Eve morning?
On Christmas Eve morning, I'll be sending my team out, which consists of police officers, PCSOs and community protection officers, to try and locate rough people sleeping rough at Christmas in Nottingham, with a view to helping the support agencies and framework in to actually assist them.
This is part of a successful relationship that the Community Protection Service and Framework and other agencies have got going on at the moment. Could you explain how all the agencies are working together to reduce problems of rough sleeping and begging in the city centre?
I think the important thing with this is, although the trawl is happening on Christmas Eve, it's something that we do all year round. At least twice a month I'll send officers out to try and locate these people and then refer them to Pete's team, and then they do an awful lot of good in removing the problem or getting the assistance in there. The other aspect of us going out with police officers and the street outreach team is that, whereas if you have a building that's unsafe or would be a little dangerous to go in, we can obviously go in, provide some form of protection, assist them in getting in there and delivering support that these people do actually require.
Can I say that Nottingham City have been conducting rough sleepers headcounts for the last 13 years, since 1997, and during that period we've seen a sustained reduction in the level of rough sleeping. Years ago, I think agencies such as Framework and the police used to work in their own silos, but certainly over the last few years, a collaborative approach to working together in looking at the problems of rough sleeping and the associated issues around rough sleeping, such as begging, has led to a situation where we've now got mechanisms in place to deal with these issues. And I think that sustained reduction is entirely due to the fact that we've been working closely together.
And also you've seen a massive reduction in begging, in street begging in the city centre. Can you talk about the reductions you've seen and how this has come about as well?
Certainly. 3 years ago there was a university survey that would pick up somewhere in the region of 40 to 50 beggars across a weekend and submit those figures in. The last survey that was done I think had two or three. So that's a massive reduction in terms of sheer numbers, and that is entirely down. Yes, we've enforced. Yes, we've conducted more enforcement and prosecuted people breaking the law by begging, because begging is an offence. But it's also gone hand in glove with the support agencies, and the success we enjoy now as a city in that reduction is entirely due to this partnership approach. It isn't just lip service to an ethos, it's a total partnership. And certainly Framework assist us with the tenancy support, helping these people with homeless needs, getting sort of key work in there and helping. It's a massive thing.
I think as well, from our perspective, from Framework's perspective, and I think also other agencies working with homeless people, we know that begging, rough sleeping, isn't a sustainable lifestyle. People who beg on the streets are very often subject to abuse from people who are pitching out of pubs late at night. It's really important that we get those people off the streets and into accommodation, into the support that they require. If those people are unwilling to accept that support, then I think it's entirely appropriate for them to go down the course of criminal justice. So I think we're looking at this as a carrot and stick approach. The support is there if you're willing to accept it. If you're not, then suffer the consequences.
We've had a lot of interest from other police forces and councils all over the country about the work that you're doing with the other agencies. Can you tell us a bit more about that, please?
Certainly. I started Operation Zephyr 3 years ago in response to a perceived and actual problem with on-street begging. Primarily, initially, it was enforcement, using plainclothes resources with uniform resources, and all the prosecutions were fed through with a view to a long-term solution in civil orders. ASBOs, CRASBOs, you'll be familiar with them. The only problem is you're not going to get ASBOs and CRASBOs unless you've tried absolutely everything. I mean, these things are a last resort. So the important thing with the partnership work is I also sit on the case conferences for the city for street drinking and begging. So whenever we arrest somebody and it becomes obvious that's the lifestyle they've chosen, I can refer them into the case conference and we'll score them and look at them with regards to their housing situation, their offending, their mental health, their physical health. And there's representatives from all the relevant agencies, the Primary Care Trust, Framework, as we've discussed, CGIT, drug outreach teams, and they can all get this support in. If we have an individual that gets all that support and still offends, well, they've had the carrot and the stick comes in, and that's when I'll refer to CRASBOs and ASBOs and civil orders. These things are very, very relevant. They mean that somebody committing a minor offence, like begging, which is a public nuisance, will receive quite substantial penalties for breaching an ASBO rather than a minor penalty for the begging. And it has reduced begging by over 90% in Nottingham.
Obviously, we're in a climate where funding cuts are facing everybody. How do you think that this might affect the services you can provide in the future and the partnership that you've got going on at the moment?
I think everybody's aware of the economic climate in which we live. The City Council have quite recently made announcement of quite severe cuts to services, particularly around the Supporting People programme. My great fear, as somebody who's been involved with homelessness and rough sleeping since the first count in 1997, is that all of the good work that we've done over the last few years in particular can be very quickly undone, and that we'll go back to a situation where we have high levels of rough sleeping, where we have high levels of begging, and where we'll be back in a situation where the experience of people coming into Nottingham isn't as pleasant as it is today.
I think it's important to say at this point as well that is the big picture influence of begging. There we can draw a line between begging, street drinking, images of economic depravity and vacant shops, businesses relocating, dead city centres. That's the last thing we want to project as a city. We are enjoying unprecedented levels of success in Nottingham. We know that. I've been a police officer in Nottingham for nearly 17 years, and I've never seen it as close to the point we are now, and that is entirely due to partnerships like this one.